Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, minister of South Tower Apostolic Service Union Congregation, now is out the 12th hour, in the Elgin, Texas. Today is June the 29th, 2025, or it's the 15th day of the 4th lunar month. It's the 5th day of the 4th, of the 4th lunar month, and we're going to continue our number two study for this day from 2 County Green, number 35. Now we're going to open it with prayer. Okay, Christ Object Lessons, page 67, by Ellen G. White, entitled, the name of our sermon, the Lord our Righteousness is the name of our sermon. Our prayer thought is we're going to read now where the wheat develops first the blade in the ear, after that the full ear, corn in the ear. For the object of the husbandman and the sowing of the seed and the culture of the growing plant is the production of the grain. For he desires bread for the hungry and seed for the future harvest. So the divine husbandman looks for a harvest as the reward of his labor and sacrifice. For the Yeshua is seeking for the reproducing of himself in the hearts of men, and he does this through those who believe in him. For the object of the antithetical apostolic life in our day is fruit bearing, with reproduction of the Yahshua's character in the believer, that it may be reproduced in others. For the plant does not germinate, grow, or bring forth a truth for itself, but to give seed unto the sower and bread unto the eater. So no man is to live unto himself. For the antithetical apostolic believer in our day is in the world as a representative of the Yeshua for the salvation of every soul. Now, I dare say you can't teach the plan of salvation without mentioning the blood as the center of the operation of Yeshua. For we shall now pray that we let Yeshua reproduce himself in us, and that through us he may work to reproduce himself in others, that we live not unto ourselves, that we remember that the antithetical apostolic believer is to be a representative of the Yeshua and all things. End of our prayer thought. Alright, 2 times degrees, number 35. The Yeshua our righteousness is our title of our sermon. April the 24th, 1948, Vicki Hollis gave this sermon. And we are going to read it now, and it says our text is found in Jeremiah 23, beginning with the 5th verse down unto the 8th inclusive. Jeremiah 23:5. Behold, the days come, saith the Yeshua, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. And the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Here is a prophecy. of the first advent of the Yahshua as the righteous branch who is to execute judgment and justice in the earth. Jeremiah 23:6. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called the Yahshua, our righteousness. Okay. Well, that's the name of our message today for the house of David, is the Yahshua, our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:5. And Jeremiah 33:14-15. In his days, that is, in the days that this righteous branch is raised, in the days of the Yahshua, in the antitypical apostolic era, in the 12th parabolic hour of these last days, plainly then, someday in the antitypical apostolic period, inspiration makes known that the Judah shall be saved. That's the house of David in the last days. And Israel shall dwell safely on the earth. This promise, therefore, is made not to the unbelieving Jews, but to the believing and typical apostolic believers, unto those who have made Yahshua's righteousness their own. Nevertheless, these untypical apostolic believers, we are here told, are the descendants of both Judah and Israel. That would be the 12 tribes. All right, so there's 144,000 looking at you. Of the Adventist Church of the 12 tribes. Okay, and who, as a result of the dispersion and also in the joining of the antitypical apostolic congregation of Israel, that would be the Mount Zion, the 12th hour, the house of David, have through the centuries lost their racial identity. For the antitypical apostolic congregation of the Israel, the house of David, and this 12th parabolic dawn, the judge of the living time that we're in now, therefore, according unto the scriptures, is in the main made up of the descendants of the Jacob, of his 12 sons, whose seed was to be as the sand of the sea for multitudes. For this Mount Zion, the 12th hour, the house of David, the everlasting kingdom of heaven here on earth, Yahshua sitting upon the throne of David, makes up this kingdom as the direct descendants of Jacob and his 12 sons. For they are to call Yahshua the Yahshua of righteousness, for they will clearly see that their own righteousness is as the filthy rags, and will fully make the Yahshua righteousness their own. Otherwise, they could not rightfully call him the Yahshua our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:7-8. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahshua, that they shall no more say, the Yahshua liveth, which brought up the children of the Israel out of the land of the Egypt, but the Yahshua liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of the Israel out of the north country and from all of their countries, whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land, having come unto the great gathering day in the end. typical apostolic period and the spread of periodic hour that we're in now until the deliverance from all of the countries unto the second and antitypical Exodus. Isaiah 11:11 will naturally they will not say, for the Yeshua liveth that brought us up out of Egypt or out of Babylon, but the Yeshua liveth that brought us up out of all the countries, whether he had driven us, for they give him the credit for their dispersion and for their gathering, and also for the dwelling safety in their own land. These, you see, are not unbelieving Jews that thoroughly, moreover, when this takes place, there will be no fear and no killing among the Yahweh's people. No guns fired and no bombs dropped on them, for the people shall dwell safely, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, for the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 33:24. For I say to Yeshua, will be unto her as a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of the Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yeshua. And many nations shall rejoin unto Yeshua in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Yeshua of the host has sent me unto thee. Zechariah 5:10-11. For the important thing right now is to find out what the Yeshua's righteousness is and how to make it our own righteousness, so that we may have the right unto his kingdom. For the Yeshua, however, first desires to know what we have against him. Micah 6:3-5. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against thee, for I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what the Balak king of the Moab consulted, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from the Shittim unto Gilgal, that we may know the righteousness of the Yeshua, since we cannot think of anything that we might have against the Yeshua. We had better find out what Balaam's answer unto Balak was, so that we learn what the righteousness of the Yeshua is, and how to make it our own. Let us therefore turn to the book of the Numbers, Numbers 23:16-17. And Yeshua met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, Go again unto Balak, and say this. And when he came to him, when he came to Balak, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of the Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, What hath the Yahweh spoken? Now let us hear Balaam's answer. Numbers 23:16-19. And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor, for Yahweh is not a man, that he should lie, neither the son of man, that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? For Yahweh's righteousness, you see, is his integrity, his sure promises, his might to perform. For he guarantees his promises, and they never fail. Or for they never fail. To have the righteousness of the Yahshua, therefore, is to have the integrity and faithfulness, and these we can never have so long as we distrust them. Never so long as we doubt his word. For to doubt is nothing short of calling him a liar. To doubt is the greatest offense one can commit. No one can doubt Yahweh and still receive his blessings and promises. To have the righteousness of the Yahshua, therefore, is to implicitly trust him without the reservation. Where does he expect us to begin? He wants us to begin with the thing that troubles us most, the temporal things of tomorrow. For he wants us to learn that we cannot serve self and Yahweh also. Matthew 6:24-26. No man can serve two masters, for he either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the powers of the air, for they are sown up, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? For these three verses plainly say that to live to make a living and to worry how you are to serve tomorrow is nothing less than serving mammon, self. That you cannot serve self and Yahweh at the same time, that if you serve the Yahweh, you should be as free from the worry of the future as are the birds. Yes, you should even more confident of his care, for you are worth more than are the birds. you wholeheartedly to know that so long as you serve Him, He will never leave you nor forsake you. Isaiah 41:47. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and your tongue faileth to serve, I the Yahweh will hear them. I the Yahweh of Israel will not forsake them. Isaiah 49:15. Shall a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yet they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Matthew 6:27-34. Which of you by the taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. For they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if the Yahweh so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whithersoever shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That's taken from Matthew 6:27-34. Take no thought for tomorrow, for it will take care of itself. Why cross bridges before you come to them? Why worry how you are to fill up your stomach, and with what you are to cover your bodies tomorrow? If they are prepared for this day, why worry about your own need? Why not worry how to advance the kingdom of the Yahweh, putting in the overtime to make tents or cobby shoes for a living? It's all right if you do not say, I will do this and the other, and get money to buy and build this or that. You should instead say, if the Yahweh permits, I will do this or that, so that I may get here or get there, do this and the other, for the advancement of his cause. Whatever the aim behind your act, it must be for the advancement of his kingdom. Why not make your chief interest his business? Why not the kingdom of the Yahweh and his righteousness, so that all these things be added unto you? Why work feed yourself? Why not work for Yahweh and let him feed and clothe you? He is far more capable of the providing for you than you could ever be. Why not let him take charge of your work, of your home, of your body?